Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the 2% Solution, where each week we chip away at the big challenges with small, sustainable changes. I'm your host, Diamond Well, here to get this Monday started with a boost of energy and inspiration. Today, we're tackling a subject close to many of our hearts: how to reset our mindset on Mondays. But first, have you ever wondered why Monday is the first day of the week? Well, it turns out our calendar system has roots in ancient civilizations, with the Babylonians crediting Monday as the second day after the Jewish and Christian Sabbath. Fast forward, the International Organization for Standardization made it official, setting Monday as the first day of the week in the modern Gregorian calendar. There you have it. Monday's role cemented by history. Now, for many of us, Monday carries the hefty title of least favorite day of the week. It's often synonymous with the blues, back to work stress, and the sudden end to weekend freedom. But what if I told you that Mondays are actually an untapped resource, a fresh start every week to reset and aim for new goals? Let's dive into the most effective methods for resetting our mindset on Mondays to make the most out of every week. Method number one: start your day with gratitude. Before you even roll out of bed, think of three things you're grateful for. A study from the University of California found that people who practice gratitude consistently reported a host of benefits, including greater happiness and reduced depression. That's right. Gratitude isn't just polite, it's powerful. Method number two: set your intentions. What do you want to accomplish this week? What's your main focus? Setting clear intentions can anchor your week and give you a roadmap to follow. Research shows that writing down your goals significantly increases your chances of achieving them. So grab that journal and let's get those intentions down on paper. Method number three: move your body. Yeah, I know, I say it all the time. But your bed is comfortable and your body may still be in weekend mode. But starting your Monday with some form of exercise can skyrocket your endorphins, those happy little hormones that pump up positivity and productivity. Whether it's yoga, maybe a brisk walk, or a full-on workout, the point is, get moving. Statistics suggest that regular physical activity can boost self-esteem and reduce anxiety and stress. Next up, tackle the tough tasks first. It's tempting to ease into the week with easy, low-effort tasks, but hitting the big challenging tasks right off the bat can lead to more impactful results and less Monday dread. It's like eating your veggies first. Everything seems sweeter afterwards. Now, finally, connect with your community, your tribe. Whether it's a quick check-in with a colleague, a morning coffee chat, or a motivational podcast, maybe like this one, connection can provide a powerful uplift to your Monday mood. Studies show that social support is crucial for maintaining psychological health. So there you have it, folks. By shifting our perspective, Monday can transform from a dreaded date on the calendar to a weekly springboard for success and satisfaction. Before we wrap up, I want to encourage everyone listening, if you found some value in today's episode, why not share it with a friend or leave us a review? Every little bit helps in spreading the positivity and support that we all need to make our Mondays just a little bit brighter. And remember, you have the power to reset not just your Mondays, but your entire approach to each week. It's about making those 2% improvements that add up to massive changes over time. I'm Diamond Well, your Monday motivator, and you've been listening to the 2% Solution. Here's to a productive and positive week ahead. Stay healthy, stay motivated, and as always, keep moving by 2% every day.